Okay, Dr. Tibbetts, I've been asked before, asking a quick question. Sharon Gardner, COD, NER. Indicated procedure was rectal bleeding, history of phone, pilot phone, had screening, GERD, gastroenteromyoplasia, followed by gastroenteromyoplasia. Please check your mic, see, and say, Dr. Nance, so we should have two blood pressure on the cardiac arm, three other things, the basket, the last year, the heart, the back, the instrument, the lumbar, the region, the class, the patient, the patient, the patient, the patient, the patient, the patient, the scope of the family, the patient, the patient, the patient, the patient, the patient, the exam question, duodenum, monodonitis, bacillus from the nose, chili, sweet, and fresh, so endoparous, monopatches, endomargastritis, also gastritis. Biopsy will give a slug in angular elevation, sagittal, gastro, cardiac, gastro, appear to be diffused, gastritis, biopsy with the lower body, and mid-body, stomach was done, circumficial biopsy were done, as the following gastro, gastroplasia, discovered strain, otherwise, the appendix, cardiac, and remarkable stress, cerebral cognition. Question short summary, biopsy, technical tagging, error symbol, pressure, patient, and complicated, fine class, cap 2, CCAM, number 2, fair to expert, number 3, two large peduncular polyp noted. One each at 37 from the anus and 25 centimeter from the anus. They both were removed the heart and polyp successfully. The polyp at 30 centimeter was about 15 millimeter polyp, and the polyp at 25 centimeter is about 2 centimeter in diameter with long peduncular polyp. They both were removed successfully by the heart and polyp successfully. No post polyp bleeding. Patient appeared to be having a numerous multiple sized polyps, broad based, noted from like a 10 centimeter to all the way up to 35, 40 centimeter. Some of these polyps were so wide base, broad base back that needed probably endoscopic mucosal resection. So that's the reason I put the tattoo, proximal tattoo, and done as a 40 centimeter from the anus, and the distal tattoo was 10 centimeters from the anus. And for those broad base polyps, patients will be referred to advanced colonoscopy with the endoscopic mucosal resection at Orlando Health with Dr. V-A-R-A-D-A-R-A-J-U-L-U. because of this, these polyps, nature polyps, I'm wondering, could the patient have attenuated familial adenomatous polyposis syndrome, retinal fissure, which is internal hemorrhoid, obliterative, suspicious vision complication. Finding, question shots in my bioswitical sign, number 2, moderate, mitomoric, erosive gastritis, bioswitical, number 3, diffuse gastritis noted. The biopsy from the distal body stomach and middle body stomach was done. A circumferential biopsy was done as a follow-up of the gastroenteromyoplasia. Number 4, just duodenitis. Number 5, colonoscopy secant. Number 6, fair prep. Number 7, two large peduncular polyp noted at 30 centimeter, 25 centimeter each from the anus. The 30 centimeter polyp was about 1.5 centimeter diameter with elongated stalk. And the polyp at 25 centimeters is about 20 millimeter polyp, which tubulovillous adenomatous changes. And there's also a long stalk. They both, those of these polyps removed successfully with a heart center polypectomy. There were numerous polyps noted from the 10 centimeter from the anus all the way up to like 35, 40 centimeter from the anus. And in the sigmoid colon, here I saw numerous polyps broad-based. Which seems like patient that those patients will benefit from a colonoscopy with the endoscopic mucosal resection of those polyps. I tattooed it at approximately 40 centimeter and tattooed distally at 10 centimeter. With these numerous polyps, I'm wondering if the patient may have an attenuated familial adenomatous polyposis syndrome. Probably should be benefit from genetic testing. And patient will have a recommendation. However, the esophagic biopsy, if the esophagic biopsy comes negative for baroesophagus, and the gastric biopsy negative for gastroenteromyoplasia, and also negative for dysplasia, then repeat up and ask in 2 years. And if it comes up positive for gastric biopsy, for the gastroenteromyoplasia comes out to be neoplastic cell, then patient should be referred for endoscopic ultrasound for the evaluation at Orlando Health. And however, for the stomach biopsy, go ahead and give a quality therapy. However, for the small biopsy, number 4, appear for the colon polypathology that should remove. If the colon polypathology comes out to be with high-grade dysplasia, with invasion, the vascular invasion, then recommend we should have a segmental resection of the tattooed area in the colon. And if the biopsy comes out negative for any vascular invasion and high-grade dysplasia with no high-grade dysplasia, then patient is going to refer to have advanced colonoscopy at Dr. VARADARAGULU for advanced colonoscopy with EMR. And if the biopsy comes, if the follow-up biopsy comes out to be dysplasia, then patient needs to be sent to for the segmental resection of that portion of the affected colon because of numerous colon polyps noted. I also recommend patient to have a genetic testing done for two-rod patient have underlying attenuated family adenomatous polyposis syndrome, or could the patient have non-polyposis syndrome. Follow on to some patient, please tell the card patient primary care provider, and a copy to Dr. Pedro Ortega, and a copy to Dr. Parham Sari, the patient was March 18th, 12th, 23rd, and March 18th, 12th, 23rd. Patient, Dr.